And by the way, I'm sure you probably heard through the grapevine, but we got some pretty cool surprises coming up for you. We're not going to be talking about it tonight, but we got some really cool, thank you, surprises in store for our group. Oh, yeah, you saw me talking with Dr. Tenpenny. Hey, Gary, how are you doing? Hey, Jessica, how are you doing? Hope you guys are good. I'm going to be out in Colorado, I think the second or third week of September. I'm in Colorado speaking at a conference over there. The radio station is, we got one more minute, we're going to get started, but the radio station, if you want to find it, just go to realtalk933.com, realtalk933.com, and you can go there on the site, and then you can live stream it every day from 9 until 11 Central Time. Tony Freeman, what's happening, my man?
What's up, Mon Capitan?
Oh, dude, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, saving lives and saving souls and pulling craniums out of rectums. That's what I've been doing all day. I've been doing craniorectotomies all day long. I had like 20 interviews on Fox News and all this stuff going on. And that's what the producer said. What are you guys going to do? I said, we're performing cranial rectotomies. And they had to think about it for a second. They're like, okay.
I'm going to help you pull your head out of your ass.
That's exactly right. Like, this guy is a hillbilly. And I love it. We'll give everybody a second or so to jump on, and then when Babette tells us, we'll go live, and then we'll just start powwowing and have some fun. We're just going to have a cool conversation tonight.
Got like a lot we of always do.
Yeah, man. Like we always do.
You two, the dynamic duo, I'm going to actually take you live right now because we are straight up top of the hour, and people are waiting. They're waiting. They've been waiting since 12 hours ago when Tony spoke life.
Amen, man. Life. Amen. I love it. Hey, P.S. I got a special package in the mail yesterday. Did you get one yet?
Man, I ripped that thing open.
Oh, dude, so did I. Everybody's minds are going to be blown. In fact, half the people ain't going to be able to fathom what we're going to, but that's not for tonight. But that should, man, we got some cool stuff going on. So.
I tell everybody, I feel like a kid on the playground.
Oh.
Like all the stuff that's just coming our way, like we're attracting some
guys on the move in such a crazy way. You know how, like, and Tony, that's the deal. Like it's all there. When you ask, it will be answered. When you knock, it gets open. And man, I'm telling you, collectively, like the doctors that I've been working with, we got 2,700 plus doctors in our group right across the country, and another couple hundred across the globe with all the World Doctors Alliance looking for what was presented to us, man. So it's just like, it's all good. So looks like it's top of the hour. We are live on Facebook. All of you that are on Facebook, hit that share, tag a friend, tell some people they don't want to miss this conversation tonight. Welcome everyone to our Wednesday workshop. I'm so excited to be with you all. You guys, we're always here on Wednesdays to have some fun and share some knowledge with y'all. We've got the great Tony Freeman with us tonight as well. Super excited about, Tony and I just jawing back and forth a little bit about the topics we're talking about the power of the program and the products that we possess and about what's possible and what's coming down the pipe. There's some amazing things that are coming. We'll give you a little taste of that tonight, but not too much, because we already got so much that y'all got to get wrapped around before we can even level up. So, Tony, first of all, it's great seeing you again, man. Always good. And so tonight, what we've been asked to talk about is, well, we're going to talk about health because it's always about health. We're going to talk about what's possible because it's always about what's possible. But I also want to talk a little bit about detox, and we're going to talk about how detox and weight loss, how it all wraps together. You see, what's so crazy is, when people talk about health, and I got to go buy one of these, but when they talk about health and health problems, do you remember remember when your kids were little, or maybe your grandbabies have them, or maybe, I don't know, those little toys that are like the shapes where it's this little circle thing, and you got the round peg, you got to put in the round hole and the star in there. Everything's got to fit in that little thing. That's how most people think about nutrition and health. They think, oh, I got to take this thing, it's got to fit in that hole for this. No, it don't even work like that. I mean, like, if we're talking about, when I talk about vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, I think that's great, right? But when we talk about the cellular healing potential that we have with the triad, that's like whole next level stuff. That's, to me, it's like talking about vitamins is like kindergarten. We're talking about second level PhD type stuff, right? And the same thing's true about conditions and symptoms, because what's wild is I had a doctor say to me not too long ago, Eric, I've been in your office. I've been observing you. I've been seeing what you're doing. It looks like you're doing almost the same thing on everybody. You're measuring the same things. You're 90% of your people are ended up having the same procedures and protocols, but they're all getting better. What's going on with that? I said, man, it's because we keep it simple. It's all about understanding that it's not about symptoms. It's all about function. If we can improve function, we can improve everything. And that's what health is really about. So what I'd like to talk about, Tony, a little bit tonight, starting out with you is let's talk a little bit about detox and health. So the word detox, when people hear that, there's like a negative connotation with it. You know, every time I ask people what comes up in your mind when you think about detox, people start thinking not good, not feeling well, having problems. But the reality of it is when we talk about the steps to getting someone healthy, to getting someone from sickness to wholeness, getting someone from sick to healthy, step one is you got to clear that clutter, right? Or you got to reset that body. So talk to me a little bit about over the years, some of the things you've noticed. People have come to you that have had all these problems, and even in your profession, being able to clear out some of the clutter so that we can get basically what I say is reset the body so that it can start the healing process. So let's talk a little bit about detox.
Cool. Well, first of all, thanks for, allowing me to share this beautiful platform with you. And I want to tell the audience, I had the privilege of being in that room that Dr. Dupuy is in, and, I got a real adjustment, mm-hmm. Like I say, I feel like we have like this gathering of like minds and all this collective wisdom that we get to come together. But, when I talk about detox, typically back in the day, I was like everyone else. But I learned over the years that, detoxing is a couple of elements to it. One is to cease adding to the problem. So most of the time, And it's hard to even avoid it, but we live in a society full of processed foods, hidden sugars, a lot of trickery in the marketing. And so when I say detox or when I say cleanse or fast, what I'm saying is we're abstaining from things that obviously are going against what we're trying to do. But at the same time, we're putting in the nutrients that we need. So we're kind of doing more of an exchange than deprivation. So when you do an exchange, your body comes out of that survival mode. A lot of times we stay in survival mode because, number one, we're malnourished because of our food supply, because of our environment, the constant bombardment of toxins from our air, food, and water. And so when you go to cleanse yourself, it's not only about, depriving yourselves of foods and sugars and carbs, but it's also at the same time, you should be flooding your body with nutrients so your cells would do that cellular exchange of toxins for nutrients. And that way you don't feel like crap and you actually release more because your body is saying, okay, we're taking in the good things. So this is an opportunity for me to lay down some of these burdens. And that's when the actual cleansing part comes. That's why a lot of people who follow our processes, our programs,
yep.
They feel better during the cleanse as opposed to a lot of people who are suffering through it. And, as a bodybuilder, we strive for results. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about, how can I deprive myself or how can I push myself to the limit so much as the result. So in other words, we did what it takes to get the result that we're after. But after a while, especially like somebody like me who competed in 73 pro shows, wow. I was looking for a way to actually stay competitive and stay active, but also not suffer so much. And I found that it's the simplicity of things. And so now when I, when I teach people about weight loss or getting healthier, when I say clear the clutter, it's so that you lighten the burden that you're carrying. Most right. of us are carrying a current burden. I always refer back to analogies in GPS. And if you want to go to the mall, and you type in the mall, well, the GPS really can't help you until it knows your current location. Where are you now? What I'm saying? I can show the most important. And if we address where we are now, I have a lot of bad eating habits. I have high blood pressure. I have high blood sugar. I have insulin resistance. I have all these things. Then we can't just stop eating carbs and expect to have this miraculous change in our body. So we have to basically lay down our burdens. I call it clear the clutter. But at the same time, you're changing the terrain by putting in proper nutrients, and most of us are overfed and undernourished. We're malnourished, you know, but yet and still walking around with, you know, 15, 20 pounds of excess weight. That really doesn't, that's almost like an oxymoron, you know what I'm saying? So
you're totally right. And then that leads to all the symptoms that people get. You see, and that's what everybody's thinking about. They're like, okay, this is a nice conversation, but what about me? What about my symptoms? What about my client's problems? We're talking about that. I don't care. You could have a whole list. Give me a list of any symptom you could think of, and I can link it back to leaky gut and toxic body all day long. So if you got all this going on over here, I mean, I get what you're concerned with, but we got to get over here and go to the root cause of it.
Yeah.
And just like you're saying, if we don't step one, clear the clutter out, and while we're doing that, change the terrain. Because you don't just do one at a time, then step two. It all happens together, right? And that's really the key. You know, like we get a lot of people that say, these products are great, but man, when I start taking nucleotides or when I start taking, you know, a BioMyX, I get a little bloatiness, I get a little swelling. What's going on with that? That's part of your body going through that detox process.
Yeah.
Because it's the brain goes, cool, I'm getting what I need. Now I got to get all this crap, literally, out of my system that's been there for months, years, and decades. And then the thing, too, that people got to understand is, you know, we're just made of trillions and trillions of cells that are controlled by electrical circuits in our body. And so those electrical circuits are patterns. We refer to them as programs. So your body's programmed to do a certain way. It programs its cells to either cause more toxins, to have balanced hormones, to be healthy, to have pain, or whatever. So when we're going through the process of first clearing the clutter, you know, then changing the terrain, then we can get into repairing tissue, rebuilding stuff. But we got to do that consistently enough to repair an old program. So the first thing you got to do when you're going through detox, when you're going through clearing the clutter, is you're basically hitting that reset button. That's just the best way I can explain it, man. I mean, like when I was a kid and your Atari froze up, you know, you gotta hit the thing, you blow in it, you put it in there, you do all that. It's just like resetting it. And then you consistently do it over time. And it doesn't take that long. Usually the body can make a big change in 90 days. But if you start consistently, like 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, man, I'm telling you, you get huge changes in 12 months of consistently doing something. That's why, Tony, when I take on patients personally, I tell them, look, I'll take you on, but you got to commit to at least 12 months of doing this, 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 and this, or else I ain't wasting my time or yours. Because I know I can get you to the promised land if I can keep my thumb on you enough to get you to have those new good patterns. So let me ask you, let's talk about what are some of the things from like a process standpoint. By the way, let me back up. Everybody that's waiting for the secrets to weight loss, it's the same thing for detox. And by the way, all weight loss is just your metabolism isn't working. It's like your car's not working because your carburetor's gummed up, or your car ain't running because your oil needs changed, or something else is going on. So when we talk about detox, that's what jumpstarts metabolism, which then kicks back in hormones, burning fat as fuel, having energy. All the stuff that you want comes from what we're talking about. So when you're consulting with somebody, Tony, and you're talking about, hey, step one, let's detox this body. Give us a couple action steps that people can take to help themselves clear the clutter.
Well, first and foremost, like I said, you know, we must cease the eating the garbage. You know, I tell people eliminate processed food and processed sugar for the first 7 days. You know, that alone, right there, like if you did that, and I want people to understand what that really means. It almost means you're not eating anything. Like especially if you shop at the grocery store. So. Giving your body a few days, and somebody, I saw a question, somebody said, how long does it take to detox? It could take days, it could take weeks, it could take months, it could take years, depending on the person, depends on the level. And every time I think, you know, I create a 3-day detox, right? That works great. Then you do a 5, and then that works great, and a 7, and that works great. But you realize that over time, there's so many layers of toxins that we have that, you know, who knows how long it will really take. The point is, every journey starts with the first step. So I always tell people the first 3 days, let's find a way to liberate a lot of this excess calories that we have in our body. I always tell people, and I start with the number 10 pounds, but most of us have 10, 15, 20 pounds of excess body weight that's, you know, available to calories. So if you start with the number 10 pounds, that's 35,000 calories. If you burn 3,500 calories a day, which most of us don't as adults, that's 10 days to 2 weeks before you actually need another caloric infusion. So what we have to do is we have to create a caloric deficit so your body will tap into its stored fuel, into the camel humps.
Yep.
That's what that's what the saddlebags are. That's what the, you know, the muffin top, those, that's our camel hump. That's the excess calories that our body is just holding for a rainy day, as they like to say. So anyway, so when you cease to put in that toxic food, then your body has to tap into that current fuel source. So I start there, and at the same time, and I usually have people do bone broth and sauerkraut or fermented foods. Bone broth is highly nutritious, very low in calories. Sauerkraut or fermented foods, very low in calories, high in nutrition, full of live probiotics and enzymes that are going to help break down that food and break down that garbage that's in our bodies. 3 or 4 days of that, your body will start with it goes into what it calls autophagy and ketosis. So it starts cleaning up, you know, it's like house cleaning. It starts all this major cleaning. Day four, I have people add in, green leafy veggies. You know, when we were young, we heard, you know, eat vegetables, they're good for you. And it's a very vague, broad statement. But what I've learned and what you know is those green leafy vegetables feed our friendly bacteria in our gut, which the friendly bacteria in our gut, when it gets the proper amount of fiber, it creates short-chain fatty acids. Those short-chain fatty acids we call butyrate. Butyrate tells the new immune cells that are being created on a daily basis, tells them, gives them the programming of what to do when they grow up. You know, it creates killer T cells, stem cells, all these new cells that are being created. They have to have the messenger, which is butyrate, is what's giving them that information.
Right.
And another powerful thing about butyrate is those same killer T cells use butyrate to go neutralize all the harmful invaders that are coming in our body at a constant basis. So when we start talking about our product and we love our products, but when you start really looking at what our products are, like the BioMyX, it's three types of butyrate, and vitamin A, and vitamin D, and vitamin K. If your body is requiring butyrate to make healthy cells, then how can you not possibly take advantage of this product?
Well, you know,
in your gut.
You're 100% right. Now, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just got this super exciting, and it's important for people to hear this because, like, the BioMyX with ADK, the butyrate, people need to understand white blood cells, okay? White blood cells, which are the cells in your body that, well, they knock out viruses, bugs, bacteria. That's your immune system, et cetera. Inside the white blood cell, think about it almost like a venom, okay? It spits poison. Well, that poison that it spits at bacteria, viruses, bugs, and et cetera to win the battle, it's the firepower, it's the ammunition, if you will. That's butyrate, and that's protease. Well, that's BioMyX, right? Especially with A, D, and K. That's why it supercharges the immune system. Now, one thing you talked about a minute ago was autophagy, which is a huge buzzword. Again, in the world that I run in the anti-aging world, I was just at the American Academy of Anti-Aging, the A4M, and they were talking about, man, the key to getting sick people healthy, because there's a huge scare and concern right now about the level of autoimmune diseases in the world. And they're talking about, it's all about cellular autophagy, which is the best way to explain it is, it's cellular recycling, cellular turnover. It's like you got a bad sick cell, and I want to get that cell turned over so that it gets healthy. And it's almost like a young new cell. Well, the best way to do that is, one of the best ways to do that is to utilize the foods that we're talking about, like the intermittent fasting. And I'm telling you, I don't know how much you talk about intermittent fasting or fasting with folks. In fact, I know you talk quite a bit about it. But let's talk about fasting a little bit, because when you talked about burning the excess fat, the camel's hump, if you will, like people need to understand when we store fat, that's where your toxic cells are. They're in those adipose tissues. So the only way to really get all those toxins, somebody was talking about heavy metals and all that stuff out of the body. The only way to really get it out is you got to get those cells burning fat as fuel. You see, the problem we have is most people are stuck in what we call a sugar burn. That's why you know, you got to eat something every couple hours, because you eat, then you crash. You eat, then you crash. That is the sickest way to live, because every time that insulin and sugar goes up, every hormone in your body goes down. You cannot burn fat. Literally, when you are eating, your insulin goes up and your body stops. Let's talk a little bit, Tony, about fasting, because it's a buzzword, but a lot of people don't really understand it. So why don't you start the convo on that?
The word fasting brings a lot of fear in a lot of people. I used to be one of them.
thing.
You know, as a bodybuilder, we're programmed, and regular people, we're programmed to believe that we need three meals a day plus two snacks, or we won't make it energy wise. It cracks me up, and when you really get into fasting, and like I say, I think fasting, my definition of fasting is abstaining from things that are taking you away from whatever your goal is. If you want to lose weight, then the best way to lose weight and create that caloric deficit is to eat less or not eat, period. And like I tell, especially with adults, we don't really need calories. We need nutrition.
Yeah.
We have so many excess calories that it's insane. So if you could separate yourself from that psychological program, and it's hard because we've been bombarded with commercials our whole entire lives. We've been programmed from grade school all the way to adulthood. You know, you eat breakfast, then you have lunch at noon, then you eat. You know what I'm saying? It's like programming. But when you start talking about health, and you start talking about, you know, how we're wired as hunter-gatherers, imagine, you know, 500 years ago, if we had to have three meals a day and two snacks. I mean, a lot of us...
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't have microwaves, refrigerators, remote controls, and, you know, now we got DoorDash to where we can... You know, I was telling people today, we can order a smoothie from the couch. We don't even have to... You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, you don't even have the gumption to get up and go in the kitchen and turn on the blender. It's that bad now. So people wonder why we're getting sick. Our bodies are becoming dumpsters. They're designed to be temples.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
We need very little food. You need nutrients for sure, but the actual calories or that whole comfort feeling from eating all the time, it's to our detriment. It keeps our insulin levels high. You never, you know, if you eat three meals a day and two snacks, that means your insulin level is through the roof the whole day. And you're never allowing your body to ever break down or release its current load of body fat and calories. So that's why it's so important to, you know, especially as adults, you know, if you're living, most of us have sedentary lifestyles. We got computers. We work behind a desk. And so if you're not physically working, you know, physically 8 hours a day, you need very little food, quote unquote, quote food. You need high levels of nutrients and minimal calories, and you'll thrive. You'll flourish. You'll actually feel better, look better, and grow younger because your body is not hoarding calories just to collect nutrients. Most of us are swollen, bloated, inflamed. That's just your body hoarding, trying to hoard nutrients because we're not giving ourselves the nutrients. So you notice as soon as you start eating right, the inflammation starts to go away. The bloat starts to go away. It's because you're providing your body with what it needs. There's no excess. There's no, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't have to go into that survival mode to hoard nutrients for it to survive. So
what I tell a lot of my patients, I like speaking in analogies because people just understand those better. And I say, you know, it's kind of like fasting is giving your metabolism. Well, it's giving everything a break, right? It's like if you have a sprained ankle, you got a grade 3 sprained ankle, you ain't gonna go run around on that thing. You gotta let it rest so it can heal. The same thing's true with our body. And one of my mentors taught me that, you know, the obviously we talk about the more consistent we eat, the higher we get these spikes in insulin. But every time we get an insulin spike, not only does it shut off fat burn, but it shuts off hormone function. So we literally are eating ourselves to get older. And if you look at people who look younger, have better cellular function, all that, typically they're only eating two meals a day, sometimes one, but they're nutritionally dense meals. And so, you know, I think it's important to understand autophagy, which is getting your body to get cellular health again. One of the things that I have a lot of patients come to me for all the time is they're always like, hey, check my growth hormone and check my testosterone, because they hear all that, right? They're like, oh, my testosterone must be low. Well, people crush their growth hormone. They crush their testosterone because they're eating five or six small meals a day and they're having protein shakes and all the stuff in between. The stuff that we did when we were 17, when we have a metabolism of 17-year-old and when we work out once or twice a day, that's different than our lifestyle now. So the first step really to clear the clutter, like Tony says, is you gotta have a deficit of something, right? And pick two or three things out of your life. If you're concerned, like, man, I don't know, Dr. Eric, you know, I know you talk about, you know, 18 hours of fasting and eating in a window of 6 hours occasionally for that. Well, then pick the things that you're ready for. Maybe it's maybe it's soda juices and processed carbs. Then cut those out for 3 days. And that's nothing more than just willpower, right? Yeah. That's that mental aspect. Let's talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously, you know, you had over 70 professional competitions, professional bodybuilder, you know, you're talking to a guy that's, you know, been to school for a million years. I got, you know, what do I got? 2 bachelors, a master's, 3 doctorates. I mean, there's, all I'm trying to say is there's discipline with what we're talking about.
Yep, yep.
And that's a mental thing, right? So let's talk to them a little bit about the mental things. What are some things, what are one or two things that you tell folks about the mental game to help them be right, to start them on the journey of health? Because, and this is what I tell my patients and I tell my doctors, remember, sick people do sick things. That's why they're sick.
Right.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but your habits, what you consistently do creates your reality. So you're going to have to pattern interrupt, and that's not going to be comfortable because you're not used to that. And comfort comes to kill, steal, and destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about how to get out of that comfort zone and that mental aspect, Tony.
I always tell people to come up, you know, find your why. And I know that's cliche. And mm-hmm. so in my righteous program, the first part of it is the right. And right, the definition of right is a ceremonial way to do something, a specific way to do something to achieve a specific goal. So the first letter in right is the R, the reason. And I always tell people, when you do my program, you know, don't make it about weight loss, because weight loss is pretty much going to come. If you go 7 days without doing, you know, abstaining from certain things and doing other things, you will lose weight. So I tell people, make it about someone else. You know, I'm about to be 55. I have, you know, several grandchildren now. And to be able to see my grandchildren have grandchildren, that's kind of like my goal now. I remember when I was growing up, we had my grandmother, right? And then we had my great grandmother and my great great grandmother. You know, as a, I don't know, like a 10 or 12 year old, I had a great great grandmother, and I didn't really, you know, it was just Grandma Rosie. I didn't really think nothing of it. But as a 55 year old man, I'm realizing now that means my mom's mom's mom. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of crazy. And so that's longevity. And in order to have longevity, it's partially mindset. When you wanna do something great, a lot of times you need to make it more than about yourself. So in my opinion, I tell people always, you know, find that why, find that reason to make that sacrifice, to go without eating bread and sugar and processed food for a week, to see if that will help increase your health, to see if that'll take you on that journey to, you know, better health, wealth, and happiness.
Yeah.
The results that people are receiving are tremendous, but it's also, you know, for lack of a better word, guaranteed. You know how life is, and you know how those combination locks are. You know, if you miss one little number, the lock won't open. But if you do get the numbers right, you will get the result. So, you know, a lot of times we need some kind of inspiration or motivation, or in the instruction we provide all those things, and we put it into little segments to where you can take a little bit at a time, get in where you fit in. I know some people start the program. And I had to, you know, I only made it to day 3 and I had to drop off. That's okay. You made it to day 3. Next time you'll make it to day 4.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I always tell people, when you prepare to be successful, you're more than likely going to be successful. Now, success is not guaranteed, but it's also a matter of perspective. Because if you're prepared and you gave your best effort and the end result was not what you thought it was, you still had some level of success. You know, number one, you tried. Number two, you gave it your all. Number three, you found out what your limitations were. So next time you regroup, reassess, and now you can go back again and outdo yourself from last time. A lot of us want to be good at stuff before we ever try it. I noticed the kids today, they want to be good before the first time around. I laugh at the kids with, you've never done this before.
Yeah, I get it, man.
It's like unbelievable.
You know Eric Thomas, EP, motivational speaker?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
I love one of the things he says. He's like, what do you mean you ain't good at math? You ain't ever even studied. You know, like, we got all these folks on here that want to become experts at gut health and getting people right. But you got to study. Like, go take the products. Go on our site. Take the products. Go look up nucleotides. And I told a group of doctors, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday this week, that we were talking to about training them up with what we got going on. I said, go do some of your own due diligence. Look up nucleotides and whatever the top 5 things that people walk into your office with, whether it's headaches, migraines, GI problems, fatigue, anxiety, autism, whatever. you will be blown away by how much data is out there. Go look up butyrate. Oh my gosh. Butyrate is ridiculous. Short chain fatty acids. I mean, it is disgusting how much we don't learn about that and how big of a deal short chain fatty acids are. I mean, butyrate is chemotactic in nature. Chemotactic is where the whole idea of chemotherapy came from. Yes. Right? And we're not claiming the cure is cancer, but you want chemotactic stuff in your body. So all you guys that are asking questions like, does this help with Addison's disease? Does this help with hypoglycemia? Does this help with blood sugar? The answer is you can't get any of that stuff right, which is organ problems and symptoms, if you don't have the fundamentals right. If the gut's not right, you can't burn fat as fuel. If you don't have the clutter cleared out, don't matter how much you fast. I mean, you can fast yourself into sickness, don't get me wrong. But if your gut's leaking, you're not bringing in those nutrients like you're supposed to. You're never going to heal from that. So one of the things that I wanted to get into a little bit was, because I know you and I talk about this a lot, and a lot of people are actually asking about it. When you fast, what are things that can get knocked out of the body? What I mean by that is this. Like, it's after 3 days of intermittent fasting, when your body's in true ketosis and your pH level starts to shift, your body does become more alkaline. And when it becomes more alkaline, that's a negative environment for sickness, disease, parasites, candida, and whatnot to live in. So the longer you keep your body into that healthy pH and that healthy chemistry, the less sickness and toxins can live in there. So people are asking about parasites, worms, and all that kind of stuff. So what are things that you've noticed with your patients and people you work with, or even yourself, after you start doing some intermittent fasting or start pulling some things out of the system? Maybe like a couple days to a couple weeks into doing this, what are things that you notice?
Well, initially, you know, the gut microbiome, it's gonna flip pretty quickly. As soon as you stop feeding it, so in other words, if you're used to eating sugar and processed food, as soon as you stop doing that, those bad bacteria, number one, think about this. Processed food, the definition of a processed food means that a machine has done what your body is supposed to do. So you take in, you know, some Doritos or whatever. It comes from corn and all these things, but it's already broken down, you know, to a few molecules before its smallest particle. Well, when you take that in, it's already broken down. It goes through your digestion really, really quickly. That stimulates insulin. So that creates that whole perpetual, feeding frenzy for the unfriendly bacteria. Well, as soon as you stop taking in that, then they immediately start to go hungry. They start to starve and die off. Right. So you get to, you know, 18 hours, your body's switching over to autophagy, switching over to ketones, your blood sugar level starts to go down, and those unfriendly bacteria, they start to die off. So that's the first thing you notice in the first couple of days. It might even come out as diarrhea, because that's how things leave your body once it's broken down in a liquid state. After 72 hours of that, everything should start to settle down. Now your body's going to start, you know, reaching for that stuff that's stuck in places. You know, they say the average American is walking around between 5 and 25 pounds of just undigested food that's putrefying. So think about your digestive tract as a trail, right? So you eat a meal, and let's just say it's a steak and potato. And I mean, this is a healthy meal, steak and potato and salad, right? It has X amount of time before it breaks down and assimilates. So it's more than a couple of hours, that's for sure. But say you eat that steak and potato, and then 4 hours later or 3 hours later, you eat something else. So now that steak and potato has to stop digesting, and now your body has to go deal with this new food that you just put in there. And then 3 hours later, you eat something else. So now at the end of the day, you got three or four feedings that the first one hasn't even finished processing yet. We don't think of that, you know, because we're trained, you know, got to have food every few hours, blah, blah, blah. We don't really think of, you know, how long does it really take for this food to process and digest and assimilate in my body? And that's why things get backed up in our system, because we're not allowing it to go through the entire process. So that's why I believe intermittent fasting is going to allow your body to, you know, to break down food the way it's supposed to. You're going to start absorbing things the way you're supposed to. And a lot of the things that we get from our habits, like diabetes, high blood pressure and all that, those things will start to diminish. Because we're mostly the problem. You know, like I say, we eat things because they're in nice packaging and, you know, the commercials and da, 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 da. We don't really think about, you know, the magnitude of what it is. But in reality, when you want to be healthy, then you have to follow a certain pathway of rules.
You're totally right. It
doesn't happen by accident.
Posted in here, Dawn says her A1C was a 6.5, so just above what we would consider, you know, that's a diabetic range. She
right.
says she got it down to 5.6 in April. In July, she tested again. It was down to 4.8 by doing the nutrients and following intermittent fasting. Like, that's, she reversed her diabetes in just a little over 90 days. You know, I mean, think about that for a minute. You know, by just changing your diet and using the products. And I know a lot of people are like, man, I don't know. I'm getting a little nervous thinking about fasting. What I love, like what I have my patients do with fasting, and it's almost like cheating fasting, because mm-hmm. I have them take a scoop of the AMP coffee first thing in the morning, or a Happy Cap if they don't like the coffee, but they do a scoop of that coffee, and I have them do it black. I just have them do it with nothing in it, do it hot, do it with a little bit of ice if you want to, a little ice. Drink that down, because remember, those nootropics also biohack or trick your brain and body to think that it's already getting those foods, the soul foods that we want. So it's biohacking the brain and body, so the brain goes, cool, I got what I need. Now I'm going to go ahead, and because of the niacin and everything else in it, the thermogenics, it's going to speed up the metabolic rate and process in the body, so our cells are going to start spinning a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. And that gets us through. Next thing you know, you're like, man, it's 1 o'clock. I haven't eaten anything yet, and I feel good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and try this 18-hour fast today. You do that a couple days in a row. My experience with most people is after 3 days, the sugar cravings stop.
Yeah.
Inflammation goes down drastically. Joint pain typically goes away or drastically down, any pain, within about 7 days. And then you're like, all right, cool. And then what I tell people is, go prove it to yourself. Because usually what happens, I get, and it's usually men, God bless us men, because women, y'all are smarter than us. Usually men, after, they'll say, I don't know about this whole fasting thing. They'll do 3 days, they're like, man, my sugar's gone. They'll get to 5 days, they'll go, man, my belly's already starting to go, like, I'm losing weight, feeling good. And then usually I see them on Monday and they go, you know what, you were totally right about that fasting. Because I fasted Monday through Friday, did great. Friday night I went out to my beer and bowling and battered fish night. Saturday I went and tore it, and then Sunday they felt horrible. So they were able to prove to themselves that what they're doing is helping them. And sometimes we got to hit that bottom before we can go up to that top. And so using the products with fasting, to me, is a game changer. So yeah. I put 90% of the people that come to me, what I'm going to do with them, I'm going to put them on the triad, and I'll dose it depending on, you know, the severity of their condition and et cetera. Everybody's getting a nootropic in the morning, either the coffee or the Happy Caps. Most of my people are doing the coffee. They're using 18-hour fasting. Most of them that can do it, they're hydrating with good with fluids, you know, herbal teas and Warrior Bloods tea, which is amazing. And then water, using a lot of salt. I tell people sea salt early and often, because that just helps the body absorb the nutrients that you need. And you go through a detox good. Like, the majority of people that reach out to me, and I know, Tony, it's the same with you, when they start our program and they're like, man, I'm taking this and I feel like crap. It's because they're not getting enough good nutrients from a diet standpoint. You know, our products are amazing, but you still got to eat the right foods too. You know, would you agree with that?
Yes. You know, I'm reading some of these questions as we're talking. You know, some people say they get headaches. Some people want to know, does the AMP coffee break the fast? You know, I tell people, don't get so technical, especially in the beginning. I tell
yes.
them, don't become a Ketovah witness. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be so extreme.
Yeah,
let's take baby steps. You know what I'm saying? Like Dr. Labuti says, let's try giving up, you know, certain obvious things. If you drink 2 liters of soda every day, you know, start there. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the type of things. But if you really want to get into the meat and potatoes of this thing, you know, less is more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have products, we have a system that will allow you to take baby steps and get results day one, day two, day three. I kind of built in little, you know, because I kind of know most people, if they, you know, they're not hydrated that well, it's easy for them to get headaches. When you stop eating garbage, you start going into autophagy, your body starts taking the garbage and cleaning it up. So it's releasing it back into your bloodstream, so your lymphatic system and your kidneys and your liver can get rid of it. So you probably are going to get a headache because you just reintroduce those same toxins back into your bloodstream. So you want to increase your water. That's kind of why I came up. That is why I came up with with Warriors Blood Tea to help facilitate the evacuation of the, you know, I used to call it home brew, which stands for harmful organisms mobilized and eliminated. that's what I used to call Warriors Blood, because that's what it does. Yep. And so taking baby steps, not really biting off more than you can chew, will allow you to get a little bit of success day one, and then that'll roll over to day two and day three. And, you know, we have support groups and all that type of stuff, because everybody comes up with, you know, I don't like this and I don't like that, and I feel uncomfortable. That's exactly what the parasites want you to say and do, because once you make them uncomfortable, they start releasing, you know, whatever they got to do to make you go back and, you know, have that cheeseburger or crash and burn and go back to your old habits because you're making them uncomfortable. And that's why I tell people, if you can make it to that day four, day five, day six, day seven, not only are you getting that physical result, but you're getting that mental and that spiritual result as well, because you are going to lower your level of toxins. You are going to lower the level of parasites and foreign invaders that are in your body, and you're going to start feeling better. You're going to start feeling more human again.
You're totally right. I want to show everybody something real quick, and then I want to come back and talk a little bit about parasites, candida, and et cetera, because that's driving a lot of people's symptoms. Now, all right, I don't know, Tony, you know this, but maybe some of you watching don't know this. There's something in the body called the visceral somatic reflex. So visceral means organ, somatic means body. So everybody knows when you're having a heart attack, you get left arm pain, or you get jaw pain, right? That's not the jaw or the arm that's doing it. It's the organ that's causing the referred pain. Well, I'm going to give you some insight on some of the headaches that you're getting. Now, a couple things. Number one, first of all, Tony's right. A lot of times if you're getting headaches and you're bloaty and you're during detox, it's either parasites or candida, whatnot. You do it long enough, it'll reset. And by the way, the sicker your body is, the longer it takes. There's things we can do to speed it up. Our products work, taking more of the products, fermented foods. We'll talk about it in a minute. But check this out. So if you're getting headaches at the very base of the skull, and I mean like right where your skull attaches to the upper trap muscle right there, underneath the external occipital protuberance, that bump in the back of your head on both sides. That's a mineral deficiency, okay? That's a multi-mineral deficiency. You need more minerals in your diet. You're not getting enough dark leafy greens. You ain't getting enough good salt in your system. You're not getting enough minerals, period. You start getting, and here's one cool thing about it. When the body gets what it needs, it says, cool, I don't need to send that signal anymore. So take some salt, some peak Himalayan salt or some Celtic salt, suck on it for a second. If that makes that headache go away, you need more minerals in your diet. That's all there is to it. So that's number one. Base of the skull, a lot of times, is mineral related. Number two, if you're getting headaches around the side, around in here, around the temple area, on both sides, kind of the temple and the eye, that a lot of times is a vitamin C or flavonoids, or flavonoid deficiency in the body. So add a little bit of vitamin C. Literally just go grab some vitamin C and put it in your mouth and chew it up. If you notice that pain goes away immediately, it's vitamin C deficiency. Start taking some extra vitamin C. If you're getting headaches from a detox and it's up in here in the sinus area, remember, in your nose, your mouth, your ears, your rectum, vaginal area, every orifice in your body has bacteria, has that good microbacteria. If you're getting headaches in here, you're getting eye issues, rectal issues, etc. It is bacterial in nature. Start eating some more fermented foods. Now, when you have bad bacteria in your body and you eat fermented foods, you're going to kill off those bugs. That can cause you to get a little bit bloaty, which is why sometimes when you take the BioMyX or the nucleotides, the Happy Tides products, you get a little bloat with that. That's because your body's trying to get either liver flukes or parasites or something out of the system. The more you flush that out, the better, and the more you stay consistent with it, the better. And then if you get headaches right at the top of your head during a detox, that's a hormonal type thing, okay? And I'll tell you, one of the best things that you can do for that, there's a cream that we use called Natural Balance Cream in my office, but just go get some wild yam extract or wild yam tea. One of the easiest, and by the way, usually it's women that get those detox headaches up here. Some guys will, because it's an imbalance in your estrogen. And then if you get it in the shoulder area, like in the trap, if you get a tension headache that you're like, man, I push here and it goes away, that's a fat metabolism problem. You need some more lipase in your diet, which is an enzyme that breaks down fats. And you can just crack open omega-3 fish oil or something of that nature, chew on it. A lot of times it'll knock that pain out. If you get it in the jaw, if you're getting pain right in the jaw, now this is only if it's a visceral somatic reflex. This is a deficiency in something called protease. You don't have enough enzymes to digest protein in your body. Put a multi-enzyme in your body and you'll notice that pain go away. So if you pay attention to the body, but a lot of times people don't, we're not taught how to read the body, right? This is stuff like that our grandmas knew. Like, oh, you got pain there? Take this. You'll be fine.
Yep.
It's because it's just listening to the body.
Yep.
So there's that. But one thing I want to talk about, man, time is flying by, dude. We only got 15 minutes left. Let's talk briefly about parasites, candida, and that. Talk a little bit about how some 80%+ of people have parasites, probably more than that, but at least 80% of people have them. What are these things doing in your body, and how is that driving people's energy and their mental capacity and driving them to, man, I think parasite, before I got rid of mine, my little parasites would wake me up about 2:30 in the morning, and they'd walk my half-sleeping butt into the pantry, and I'm sitting there just downing stuff, and I wake up like, what is going on? I got rid of them parasites, that went away. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
So, you know, when we're born, we're 90% human and 10% microbiome.
Yeah.
You come out of the womb, if you're lucky, and your mother gives you some biome, and then you have some breast milk, and that gives you more. As you go through your life, you collect more and more microbiome. You get to 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 150 pounds. That's microbiome. You know what I'm saying? And depending on where you live, where you've been, if you grew up on a farm, you're going to have a lot of farm microbiome, a lot of animal microbiome. If you grew up in a city, you're going to have a lot of city microbiome. So a lot of those things are friendly, but a whole host of them things are unfriendly. They're along for the ride. They're here to zap you of your energy. They're using you to perpetuate their lifestyle, to have babies. They're using you as a pad, a home.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
You're, you know what I say? I'm eating for two. Well, no, you're eating for 2 million. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, you know, the sushi, the water, I mean, we're picking them up everywhere. Our job is to give our body what it needs so it can fight off those unfriendly invaders. As a bodybuilder who ate 6, 7, 8 meals a day, it kind of blew my mind to hear the doctor tell me, you're deficient in this, you're deficient in the minerals, you're deficient in the omegas, and I'm just like, how is that even possible? And it's because it's not in our food, it's not in our soil, so it's, you know, even though when you think you're eating right, you know, I was eating 10 cups of vegetables a day and I still was mineral deficient. That doesn't even compute to me.
Right, right. And with the combination of leaky gut causing those nutrients to literally leak out of the intestinal tract, so they can't even get absorbed anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a kid I did a consultation with today. This kid's had horrible problems since he was 2. He's 18 years old now. And I he's been everywhere. Mayo Clinic, all this time. And I said, dude, you got leaky gut syndrome. Here's how we know it's there. And I gave him this analogy and I said, it's almost like you're putting gasoline in your car, but instead of it going into the engine, it's going on the floor. He's like, mm-hmm. That makes sense. How do we patch that?
Yeah.
So you got leaky gut, and then when you're eating all these nutrients and food, you're feeding, like you said, you're feeding those parasites. You're feeding that candida. You're feeding that stuff, so it ain't going to your cells. It's a parasite. It's living off of that nutrient from you. And yeah. So, you know, I'm an old farm kid, and the analogy I give my patients about candida and parasites and etc. is first we gotta starve them out. Like it's like having rats in your mice in your house. Every winter we would have mice try to come in the barns and come in the house. So my mom says, listen, we gotta number one, yeah, we want to put traps out there, right? Traps for parasites are like parasite cleanses and detoxes mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. That's great. But if you don't plug up the holes where they're coming in the house, and if you don't get the food away, they're gonna, even if you plug up the holes and the food's still there, those mice are gonna find a way in.
Yeah.
Same with the parasites.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about, the fasting, the intermittent fasting with using the protocols, with using the triad and all this stuff, that is the key to helping at least start knocking out some of the candida and knocking out some of those parasites. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. And I know we don't have much time. So when you start talking about going to war, because this is a war, this microbiome is a war. It's the good and the bad. It's symbiosis and dysbiosis, and it's nonstop 24/7, even when you're sleeping. So if you know that and you take the proper, you know, countermeasures, as I call them, you know what I'm saying? When you're using the biomass and you're using the nucleotides and you're using the Happy Hue Mall. You're using all these products and plus other products. You know, we don't have everything just yet. But when you utilize those things and you implement fasting and whatnot, you prepare your body for the onslaught. You know, I was telling the story this morning how my nephew's in the Navy and he was on the boat for, you know, 6 months and he wanted to go and leave and they made him get the shot to get off the boat. He comes home, you know, we all celebrate, yay, home, blah, blah, blah. Well, he gave basically everybody in the whole house COVID.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like I sat there with him for 3 hours watching the Olympics with my mother, my father, my sister, her husband, his sisters. They all got it.
Yep.
Right. And me and Kelly sitting there with them and we got nothing. And I went home and I felt sorry for them and I'm, you know, sending them teas and all this type of stuff. And I'm trying to figure out how did we not get it? I mean, what's the difference? Then I started thinking about butyrate.
Yes.
And I started thinking about what butyrate does.
Yes.
It provides the bullets in the gun that our killer T cells use to kill those invaders. So even though you still come in contact with the parasites and the candida and all those things, because we have on this armor, this form of protection, this shield around us, I was literally sitting in there, and I'm telling you, and I feel bad because that's like 13 people who got it. You know what I'm saying?
Tony, I've been around hundreds of thousands of patients over the last 18 months.
Yes.
And people are like, you got tiger blood? I'm like, I guess so. I just take care of myself. I do my triad. I fast. I understand this. I mean, I get it. Like, when you go back and look at the germ theory, you know, you look at the germ theory that was put out, right? Louis Pasteur put out the germ theory, and the original theory was, hey, if you get exposed to this bug, if you get exposed to this pathogen, you're going to get sick. Well, what Pasteur found out later on in his life was it ain't about exposure. It's about the terrain on the inside. You could have 100 people in a room, everybody get exposed to the same thing, and 50% of them get wiped out, and 50% of them like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like, we are experiencing that in the world now more than ever. Now, that's one thing that the 2020 really hit me hard with was, man, we need more people less sick. And I start thinking, what can I make the biggest impact in my community with and globally? And if we get the gut right, if the gut gets right, inflammation goes down. Well, that solves a lot of problems right there. Most doctors will tell you that most diseases come from chronic inflammation. Well, we got a solution for that. All right. You got 75 to 85% of your immune system is in your gut associated lymphatic tissue. Where do you think the T cells and B cells get the ideas to get started? It's in that gut. You get that right. Boom. Now we got two of the weapons of mass destruction against sickness and disease. Then we get the gut right. Now guess what we get? Now we get neurotransmitters right. You get the neurotransmitters right, which are the chemicals that are made in the GI tract that through the brain-gut connection go up to the brain, give you energy, motivation, ambition, good, happy thought, because there's a lot to having the right neurotransmitters, which helps you get the right state of mind. And there's so much about having the right state of mind keeping you healthy. It's not even funny. There's three huge weapons right there, all by just doing what we're doing. And then you start adding stuff to it, Tony, like the coffee and the happy caps. You got the nootropics. So now you're improving circulation, blood flow, and you're getting the brain to fire. Come on. I mean, we literally have like the holy triad of health and wellness. And I get, we only got a couple minutes, but we got some cool stuff coming down the pipe. First of all, I love whenever we get talking and we start geeking out about stuff. And you know what I like about, the most is, and by the way, you know, everybody that don't know this, today's Robert's birthday. Y'all give him a happy birthday shout out. But what I love about Robert, I think personally, he intended that you were recently with me here in St. Louis with him, and he's sitting literally right there and you're there, and we put on this guy who's showing us this technology about something else that we've been looking for, and just seeing the looks on our faces, Robert's like, I think that's what he likes. Cause he's like, man, I know those two are looking at that. He goes upstairs to make a call, and you and I are like on the computer like this, going, holy cow, I can't believe we have access to this. You know, you guys are talking about things to knock out parasites and sicknesses. We have so many solutions coming down the pipe, but if we can't get the fundamentals right, and that's what we're talking about tonight, the fundamentals, right? The triad, the brain function, the intermittent fasting, we got to get that foundation right. Now we can start building and building on top of that. So to me, it's so exciting where we're already at and then where we're going. To me, it's unbelievable, man. Don't you,
It's exciting.
One thing, you know, and I know where this comes, you know how when you prepare, you know, when you were in school and you study for the test, or you knew you were prepared,
right.
When you know, you got a trip coming up or you got people coming to the house and you prepared, you know what I'm saying? And so now when that thing comes, you have a totally different attitude about it because you're not afraid. You don't have any fear because you're prepared. And so when you do the things that, you know, and again, nothing's guaranteed. D is one of the things that boosts my immune system and prevents me from getting sick. And I'm taking one of the best forms of vitamin C, and I'm also vitamin D and C, but I'm also taking it with butyrate because now I know that butyrate is required for me to uptake vitamin A, D, and K.
That's right.
That's mind-blowing to me. And now I know why these things are working for me. I get confirmation. Like I say, my family got sick, and look, there's a fly. My family got sick, but now I know the difference. So now I'll make sure all of them are on the triad, and I don't think I'm going to get any opposition from them now because they witnessed it themselves. I'm a hugger. I will continue to be a hugger. So I'm not afraid. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel like I'm special or anything like that. But I know, like you say, the germ theory. You know, I remember, you know, I'm 54. So I remember all these things that we've had over the years. And I went back to my same original thing. A lot of sunshine, clean air, good clean food. Those things still protect us.
Yep.
This vessel, this gift that God gave us, this human body, is self-replicating. It's self-healing. So even no matter what technique you use, whether it be shot or vitamins or whatever, your immune system still has to do the work.
Right.
So that should be your number one priority, is to build your immune system and start with the basics.
And I think it's so important that people understand, and you said this a little bit earlier, we actually have more cells in and on our body that are not human cells, right? Your bacteria, your 45% of your DNA are viruses. And then you got the vast majority of the cells in and on your body are good, healthy bacteria. And the air we breathe, the water people drink, the food we eat, the way we bathe, it all kills that stuff. That whole phrase, you are what you eat, really should be, you are the bacteria that you eat. You get bacteria, you're healthy. That's the whole idea. But you can't, and I, for years, I was jamming probiotics down people's throats for years, and I was just blown away. Why are they not getting better? That's because they didn't have the prebiotics, the fertile ground to plant it in, that grows the healthy bacteria. Anyway, you can jam all kinds of products in people, but if you don't have the right prebiotic to grow the good bacteria, like the bifidobacterium and all that stuff that the body really needs. And then if you don't have short chain fatty acids, there's no point in a probiotic. So now that we've got that trinity of all this stuff together, it's just, first of all, it's so easy to get sick people well. The only thing is what we talked about before is just having people have that reason why, that mental capacity, that mental toughness. And my people know, I say this at the beginning, if you're going to start a program with me, you know, I want to know your whys, and I say write them down. Write them down and put them on your phone. People look at their phone all day, so they should be there. Your whys need to be big, and the bigger your whys are, the better the chance to accomplish it. You know, I tell people you got 5 or 10 whys, you're probably going to be all right for a couple months doing something. Mm-hmm. You got 20 or 30, you're going to make it to probably 6 to 12 months. You got 30-plus whys, you're going to make it past the year. You got 50 whys, you can always look at that and go, boom. And those whys have to be emotional, good wise. They can't just be, I want to look good in a bikini for the weekend or a bathing suit or whatever it may be. It's got to be like, I want to be there for my grandbabies, my great-great-grandbabies. I want to do what I want with who I want to do it. Like my wife and I, we've been together since we were in the 7th grade. That's crazy if you think about it.
Wow.
And so listen, I told her, I said, listen, I want to stay as young and vitalistic and vitalic as I can for as long as I plan. I said, I'm going to be chasing you around the house when I'm 100. So you better be healthy too, or else we're going to have some issues. So better take your triad, you know?
I want to say something about probiotics. You know, probiotics are awesome, but probiotics is like having a party, right? And you don't have enough food.
Right.
And so you take probiotics, and you invite more people to the party that you already don't have enough food for. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why fermented foods are the way to go. Instead of, you know, and I'm not saying that probiotics in a pill aren't, you know, are worthless. I'm just saying when you get a live probiotic or a gang of probiotics, and like I found this website, and I'm, you know, I'm not affiliated with them, but it's It's I love my pickles. It's all fermented foods.
Yeah.
And they have like, I don't know, 29 different types of fermented foods. So now you got the party with enough food and you invited more people. And so now you got that harmony. And so that's, you know, when you have all the elements, in other words, make sure you got the pre and the pro. And, you know, if you're lucky, you can get some Biomax and you get the postbiotic, which is the result of the pre and the pro. And that's why I say it's so cool to have this technology, because some people don't have, you know, a couple of weeks to turn it around.
I know.
So you can take our product and get the result of doing right away, and that'll get in. So that's really what it's about, lifestyle changes. And you're going to have to create a why that's bigger than yourself.
Amen.
In order to be able to make the sacrifices necessary.
Amen. Well, look, it is the top of the hour already. That was the fastest hour of my day so far.
Mine too.
Tony, I love and appreciate you more than you know, man. We need to do this more often on here with you guys.
I'm available anytime you want, brother.
We're just going to make it happen. So, and then we can talk a little bit and then answer everybody's questions. But what you're going to find out is our answers are going to be pretty much the same. Do the triad, intermittent fast, clear the clutter, stay consistent, fall off the wagon, jump back on. It's just that simple. It's all about consistency. If you consistently do the right thing, for the long enough time, you're going to get that result. And all of you that are out there that are know people that have health issues, man, invite them to these Wednesday night classes. You're going to learn something every time, I promise. Between the people we bring on and the answers that we give, you will always learn something. And knowledge is the most important commodity right now. Remember, without knowledge, my people will perish. That was written in a really famous book somewhere. Yes. But here's the deal. Wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. Don't just make tonight be another night. Well, that was cool. I heard some guys talk about some stuff. Put it into play. Start some intermittent fasting. Get on the protocols. Start doing what we're talking about. Clear the clutter. Reset the terrain and give your body a chance to heal. And like I always say, life's all about the opportunity, but it's all about taking advantage of that opportunity within that lifetime. So everybody who's been here tonight, love and appreciate you all. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Give us a thumbs up or a high five if you loved it tonight. Tony, thank you so much.
Got one more thing to say.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, find an accountability partner. Yeah. Even God said, let us make man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Find somebody that'll do this with you. Somebody that'll hold you accountable. Somebody that'll be able to, you know, pick you up when it gets hard. And you'll have success. And we're always going to be here to give you that that extra help as well.
Amen. That's awesome. All right, guys. Good night, everybody. Love and appreciate you all. Until we meet again, have a blessed night, and let's keep rocking and rolling.
Thank you.
See you guys. Good night. Bye.